15 minutes focusing anchor practice. Just taking some time to allow your body to be comfortable, knowing you can move it at any time. And settling into whatever's supporting your body, whether it's a chair, or you're lying on something, or however you might be positioned. Noticing the contact points between yourself and whatever's supporting you. And exploring what it's like to give your body weight up to the chair or what you're lying on. And then checking out the environment around you. Notice what your attention gets taken to. It could be sounds in the distance or nearby. If your eyes are open, it could be things that you can see around you. There may be tastes or smells. You might notice the temperature of the air around you. So just taking a while to simply notice what's around you and whatever we notice in the environment around us, just giving room and space to whatever's there, letting it do what it's doing, letting it be, letting any reactions we might have to what's around us just be. And then perhaps just allowing yourself to notice what the tone of your thoughts might be. Is your attention being taken off into any particular patterns of thoughts? Things about what you have been doing? Things about what you might be doing? Or thoughts about what's happening around you? And whatever thoughts you're noticing, just acknowledging them, giving them room and space to just be doing what they're doing. And the same with checking out what your feeling tone is. Is there a sense of ease, curiosity, irritation, frustration, boredom, tiredness, whatever feeling tone is there, again just acknowledging that that's the tone that might be along for the ride of this particular practice, giving it room and space just to be there as it is. And maybe just checking out the body, just noticing what's present there, what our attention might be going to. And again, just noticing what's there, acknowledging it. For the time of this practice, perhaps just allowing whatever's there just to be there as it is. And having checked out what's around you and happening within you, allowing what's there to be there, choosing the focusing anchor that you'll use for this practice, whatever that might be. and whatever focusing anchor you choose, just allowing your attention to move towards that chosen set of sensations there with that focusing anchor. Allowing yourself to really notice the fine detail of what's present or of what's happening with that focusing anchor, the patterns of sensation, whatever they might be. And then, as almost inevitably will happen, when your attention drifts away, just gently acknowledging whatever your attention is being caught up by. Perhaps labelling whatever's there in a general way. There's thoughts, there's feelings, there's sensations. Or whatever way you find, perhaps, just to acknowledge what's there and allow it to do what it's doing. For this moment, just to be as it is. And then gently bring the attention back to your focusing anchor. And for the next 5 minutes, I'll just offer you the same reminder to come back to your focusing anchor every minute, before then suggesting bringing the practice to an end. So just exploring, gently resting your attention on your focusing anchor, and when it drifts, gently bringing it back for the remainder of this practice. And if you find your attention has drifted away, just acknowledging what it's drifted onto and gently bring your attention back to your focusing anchor. If your attention's drifted away, just gently acknowledging what your attention has become caught up with, and gently bringing your attention back to your focusing anchor. If you become aware your attention has drifted, in a friendly way, just acknowledging what has caught your attention, exploring what it's like, just to let whatever it is just shift back into the background and gently bringing your focusing anchor into the foreground. If you're aware of your attention having drifted away from your focusing anchor, just acknowledging that drift, and in a kind way, just noticing what is occupying your attention now, exploring allowing it just to be there, and then gently returning your attention to your focusing anchor. And then moving the practice towards an end. Perhaps just allowing your attention to broaden out to notice the whole of the body in whatever position it's in. Having a sense of the boundaries of the body, how the body's contacting what's supporting it, maybe noticing the sensations that arise as you wriggle your fingers, wriggle your toes, the sensations of movement as you stretch. Gently bring your attention fully back into the environment around you. Taking time to allow the body to adjust again to movement, so we're not rushing in to sudden movements if we can avoid that. And so bringing the practice to a close.